Tennessee's Medicaid program is preparing within days to finalize the country's first block grant application. It reimagines the way the federal government funds health care for low-income Tennesseans. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports the plan that has emerged envisions expansions of service rather than cuts.
It's not just a lump sum, as critics feared. TennCare has come up with a formula that gives the state even more incentive and flexibility to keep medical costs down. That's something TennCare has already done better than most state Medicaid programs. So Director Gabe Roberts believes block grants could mean the agency can offer more coverage to more people.
Once we understand where we kind of stand financially, then we will be able to roll out some ideas through the governor, some of the things that support his policies. That would be able to meet people where they are in Tennessee and provide some, hopefully, some really good life-changing services to them.
The block grant proposal has some provisions to get more money from the federal government if enrollment swells during a recession, and some of the most expensive medications were left in the traditional funding model since they can be so unpredictable. But this is just a proposal. Even though the Trump administration has encouraged states to experiment with block grants, approval is not a given. For WPLN News, I'm Blake Farmer.